Now, how many of you were not here Wednesday night? Let me see. No condemnation, just curious. Well, you need to be blessed. Richard, come up here. Hazel, you want to say anything? Hazel, you want to sing? You want to talk? You can if you want, honey. Now's the time. Come on. Is this okay with you guys? We're just going to follow God today. Is that all right with you? I'm having a good time myself. By the way, we got to spend some time with Richard and Hazel on the way back. You know, it's sad that you can go to church with somebody 13, 14 years and really never have any, you know, time of fellowship. I tell people all the time, they want to move here because they want to rub elbows with everybody. I say, honey, you come in with the wrong plan. I'm telling you, to tell you the truth, this is the most unsocial church I've ever been to in my life. I mean, you know, we used to at least kind of attempt to have a picnic thing once a year, and we even quit that, you know, because really, it's really a training center. We don't call it that. You can go to a lot of churches and get to know people. If you come here, our goal is for you to get to know God. Get to know God and let Him mess with yourself, mess with you enough to where you become light, you know, where there's more Him shining out of you than you shining out of you. But He merges it with your personality, just like with God. Don't ever want Greg to lose that sense of humor. Now, there's no way in the world. It's like Dave. I mean, you know, one thing I know for sure, prayer does not cure is orneriness. Why? Because I can look at Pastor Dave. I mean, he's after all these years, he's still got that. But we got to spend some time with Richard and Hazel, and it was just wonderful. I tell you, we belong to the best family on earth. When we do get a chance to spend time with each other, it's just wonderful, you know. And tell you what, it's fine people we got here. I mean, it's fine people. Anyway, I better quit. Which one? Hazel, let's let Hazel go.
Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful time in Ohio. We was truly blessed. Pastor Dave McGarry, Jim Martin, and Bronk. And we had a lovely fellowship there. And God moved, and so we saw so many miracles there. Let's see. A couple things that I want to share is Pastor Dave and his humor has increased so much until, you know, I wanted to point out one of the things he was saying about you want to get something that you say out. He said, tell a woman. And yeah, television, telephone, tell a woman. So his humor was awesome, but we really enjoyed him. And then something else that he was talking about was let's see, I'm trying to remember here, about, you know, how he teaches us about denying ourselves. To follow him, deny our parents. We have to hate them more than you have to hate them, meaning that we have to love him more in order to salvage our family. And the one thing that really got me was that I know Pastor Davis taught it over and over and over again, but it really stuck with me even more because it's like, some of the little areas that I really didn't recognize with my family, my children, was sometimes when we have like family fellowships or we do certain things, I realized that some of that was more of a distraction as far as me following them and not following him. So I had to kind of turn the situation around instead of allowing them to kind of treat me in that opposite direction of doing more of the things that they were doing. I had to really realize in that message that he was teaching was, hey, I'm allowing myself to follow them. And in order for me to go to that next level where God wants us to go, is I have to tweet them back. So it was, I can't really explain it. It was just something personal where I just knew that within that message that he taught that there were some things that I had to bring into the proper perspective in order to go to that next level where my family could see more of Jesus in me. And then we had an opportunity to go with Gary and Sue. And I'm going to tell you, I love Gary and Sue. And like they say, when they say that they're plain as dirt, they're truly, that's how they are. They're not untouchable. You know, because we, our background, we come from under an organization. And it's just different here. You know, you get the opportunity to fellowship, and you know they're not, Pastor Dave and Gary, they're not untouchable, they're not full of pride. And that's the main thing that I like to see in a leader, is they're not full of pride. You know, because it's just kind of like, it doesn't really draw you, you know, when they are full of pride and they walk in their pride. They teach in love, they walk in that example. And you can just feel, you know, right at home. And that's where we should be in the body of Christ. We should be able to fellowship with one another. You know, it shouldn't be the big I's and the little you. And that's a lot going on in the body of Christ, you know. So they don't exalt themselves and put themselves up on a pedestal. So I really, really, truly appreciate that about them. And let me see what else. Oh, we enjoyed Gary. He flowed and ministered to the people, and they couldn't believe how they invited us to dinner at the Dylan's house. And the first thing I heard from his father was, I can't believe you would come and eat with us. And so they even picked it up, you know. And so I don't know what experiences they had been through, but they were really pleased that we all came and fellowship with them. And that's how it should be in the body of Christ. You know, we're one, and we need to be on one accord. We need to be able to fellowship and love one another. And let me see what else. Oh, we had a lot of fellowship with them, and Sue really encouraged the people. I mean, she really blessed the people. I mean, the Lord was just flowing out of her. The words, I mean, ministering to the people, it just flowed from Sue. And we were really encouraged. And let me see what else, Gary. Okay, let's see. I think that's about it. I gave my testimony. Richard gave part of the testimony, and I gave the second half about how the Lord raised him from the dead. And I guess that's it. We just had a wonderful time, and I was really, I really enjoyed it, you know. And the only other thing that I could say is that us coming from out of religion, my family, the way it was when I left from home, my brothers and sisters, you know, I was like the black sheep of the family. So it was like I really needed brothers and sisters. And Derek and Diana was the first brothers and sisters that really took us into their home when I first came. And then, you know, as we got to get used to the people, I started flowing into, you know, getting to learn, get to have fellowship with different ones, and, you know, filling in with the brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And I really enjoyed the fellowship. And the thing that the Lord really impressed upon my heart was that religion, about the religion that we came out of. And he showed me that religion is illegal cloning, you know, and we don't want illegal cloning. We want a family. Amen.
Amen. This is the apple of my eye. August the 24th, it'll be 27 years. Hallelujah. Thank you. And I just want to let you know, but I'm happy about it. And I really believe, and I'm trusting God. And baby, we can go another 27 years.
Amen.
And then we can go another 27
Amen.
Years.
Amen.
Until Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Let's give her a hand. Thank you, Father. Oh, I tell you, I feel blessed. God has been good to me. Look at your neighbor until your neighbor says, God's been good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. He's been good. He's been good. And I know he's been good to you. I know he's been good to you. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to say I thank God for this opportunity to be here. Thank God for Pastor Dave, Pastor Tim, Gary, their wonderful wives. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, I love God. Well, Gary asked me to sing a song. First of all, Pastor Dave asked me to sing a song at the conference, and I sang. With the help of the Lord, we went to Mattoon, and he asked me to sing another song. He asked me to sing Wednesday, and I'm going to sing again. Hallelujah. And I love doing it. Singing, I love to sing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the book of Psalms, 27th chapter, it says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Am I going to be afraid? No. Hallelujah. Think about it. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid of? Song goes something like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Lord, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, O Lord? The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is the strength. Of my life. The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light. Think about it. And my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear, O Lord, in the time of trouble? Sometimes you might have trouble in your life. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his secret place. You know, no matter what the enemy try to do, God's got a place for us to live in. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his secret place. I believe I'll wait on the Lord. I'll be of good carriage. I believe I wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. I believe I wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. He's the strength of my life. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me. In the time of trouble, he will hide me in his secret place. After all I've gone through and all that I had to suffer, I believe I'll wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. I believe I wait on the Lord and I'll be of good carriage. I believe I wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. He will strengthen my heart. Hallelujah. Let everybody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait. I want you to think about it. When you're going through the storms of life and you got situations in your life, might be marital problems, might be financial problems, family problems, no matter what it is, you've got to learn to wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. Wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. Wait on the Lord and be of good carriage. He will strengthen your heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, y'all know we're just not waiting. We're just not sitting around doing nothing. You know what we're taught? We're taught that we pray, we fast, we assimilate God's word, we worship, we trust him, we learn how to listen and obey. And as we do that, God, hallelujah, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he will give you. He will bring forth your heart's desire. I'm going to give you a good example. When we was at this meeting, there were some things that I've been praying for and believing God for, and God has been answering them, but I wasn't listening. But I can truly say that after going through that meeting, God did something unique in my life. He did something wonderful and unique in my wife's life. I've been praying. I said, Lord, what, there's some things you know that I want to do. There's some things that I want to move on. I want to progress in. And I said, Lord, what should I do about it? And the Lord told me. He said, I told you one time before. I'm going to tell you again. I told you to fast. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Have you ever actually had the Holy Ghost tell you that? Now, he ain't going to tell you nothing else until you do what he told you to do the first time. Now, in the past, I've been a faster. I fast. I just haven't fasted in the last past 2-3 years. I'll be honest with you. I just haven't passed. The food has been good. Chicken's been just too good. Those fried potatoes just been too good. But the Holy Ghost said, I want you to fast. Now, you're going to do what I say. And beyond a shadow of a doubt, I knew exactly what he was saying. So now I've got in my plan that I'm going to get myself ready and I'm going to get back to fasting like I'm supposed to be, because I know that when I start back fasting on a regular basis, you see, Pastor Dave said, you just don't do it just to be doing it. You do it, you make it a habit. See, you got to be habitual in what you're doing. So therefore, when I get back to doing that, I know God's got, he's going to take me. He said, sometime when you fast, You know how Pastor Dave would do that thing? You know that? You know how he used to do, huh? You fast and all of a sudden you get on the top. Oh, but once you get on the top, you're going to get victory. Look at your neighbor and say, victory. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm anticipating victory. And I'm anticipating God to take me and my wife even further than we've ever been before. Continue to pray for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I see one other voice. I see one other face that you need to hear the voice. Sue, come on up here, baby. Come on up here. Up here. Well, you don't have to. Hallelujah. And just share what's on your heart, whatever the trip or whatever's, you know, this meeting, whatever.
Well, what has always been on our heart is to minister to the body of Christ to strengthen them and to get so that they'll understand and know more of how the Holy Spirit operates and how much God loves them and how much victory was provided for them through Jesus and how the Holy Spirit enforces that victory. That when you use the name of Jesus and all that there is about, you know, all that we've learned about praying in the Spirit and what that does. And so that's always been our heart. Not only to get people born again, but so that the body of Christ isn't devil fodder, and you know what I mean by that, just chewed up, just like in a big machine, just that they not be ignorant of Satan's devices, and all of these things, but what we want most of all is for people to know the love of God that passes knowledge and to be filled with all of His fullness and to understand that He has made it possible for them to walk in everything that the Bible says that they can, every gift of the Spirit, every calling that is mentioned in the Word of God, that they have one of those. They may not know what it is, but if they just continue to pray and seek God and love on Him and worship Him with His Word and feed the Word of God in them like it was their necessary food, because you cannot stay strong. You cannot withstand the adversary's continual pummeling or assaults in your mind without having the Word of God so much a part of you and engraved in you that it's able to save your soul. See, that is the only thing that's able to save your soul. The praying in tongues doesn't do it. Receive with meekness the engrafted Word that's able to save your soul. And you go after the Word of God like you were a starving person. Reading the Bible once when you get born again, or twice, or however many times, it doesn't get it. It just, you'll starve. You're, like Gary was talking about, that natural man that is the light of Christ in you. It will get weaker and weaker and weaker until people that you minister to are not able to see the difference between you and the world because it's just words. But anyway, that's our heart whenever we go out to minister. And Gary could probably tell you in a different way what we talk about between us, you know, and how God does in us on these trips. Every time you go out and minister, you'll find this as you all go out and minister time after time. The trips change you. You meet with the body of Christ, people that you've never met before, but that your family, they are your family. And you know them, You just know them. You feel comfortable with them. The only thing you don't feel comfortable with are religious devils most of the time. And you can, Angie was saying she heard those, hey, you can go into some places, some people's houses, and you can hear the devils yelling at you, get out of here, we don't want you here, get out of here. You know, things like that. You just, it's all these things that they try. And, but, anyway, is that enough? Anybody want to ask any questions?
No, don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. No.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I do most of the time on these trips when we're talking with people, is just answer questions. And I try my best. See, they don't want to know what Sue Carpenter knows by myself. What they want to know is what God is saying for them and to them and to help them in all the different areas of their life. And I want to tell all you people that are called to gospel entrepreneurship, don't back down. It's a very crucial time, and we got places to go, people to save, and things to do for God. All of us here, think buses to carry everybody to the conferences wherever, or airplanes even, and you'll be the financial combines that help. Reap this harvest. The harvest is so great. And this country is in such trouble like never before. And I know you've heard that all of your life. That's what the politicians say. And they may mean it in a different way. But boy, is it right. Pray. And get the mind of God for the elections in every, in the local and the national arena. And I could go on and on and pray. Just pray in the spirit and all these things. Every time we stand up here, anybody stands in this pulpit or anybody of the prayer center, ministers anywhere, you have to keep reminding people these things that we have learned that work, that we're teaching and that our pastor has taught us all these years. It is, and especially now that they're teaching that radical grace stuff, you have to continually remind people, you did get saved by grace. Everything you get from God is grace, is His grace, His unmerited favor towards you. You cannot buy it any more of His unmerited favor with any money that you can give all your life. You can give everything you got. You can stand on your head for hours. You can whip yourself with whips and cords and do whatever you want. You can't get God to love you any more than He does. There is nothing you can do to get Him to love you any more. And to get Him to not want you to fulfill what He's called you to do. We do these things because we want more of Him. We want Him. We just want more. He is our life. Obedience is not works, guys. It's as simple as that. So, it's never works. So, I just encourage you guys, all of you that know that God is going to be sending you out, and it's probably going to be sooner than you think. It always is. Every one of you sitting there, you know so much more about God's heart, about the mind of Christ, about what the Word of God means. You know so much more than so many people out there, and they're just starving. It's like they're starving. and they need you so much. So don't give up. Young people, you're needed so much. I can't even begin to tell you. And there's so many obstacles that you can allow to stop your progress into the Lord's will and all that He has for you. So many. Devil's been at this for all these centuries. He's good at what he does. And he knows what will work. And he doesn't really ever have to come up with anything new much. And the one that we see the most is the counterfeit mates. That's what we hear over and over, the counterfeits. When you're believing God for a mate, whether it's a young man or young woman, that's what the devil is usually able to use most of the time. He sends the counterfeits, and they wouldn't be counterfeits if they didn't look like the real thing. So just keep doing what Pastor Dave has taught us to do. Please, I encourage you. You're so needed. It's such an evil time, and we don't have all that much time because it, never mind. I don't want to go into that. But please, I just encourage you. I like Pastor Dave did with us when he first tried to start getting us to pray in tongues. Nobody knew what it. Everybody that came to the church, we were all alike. Like he said, most people that come here are at the stepping off place or just where this is the last place they'll go to. And in emotional turmoil and weakness and this is our last chance, the prayer center. That's what it was all has always been like. But it doesn't seem to be like that anymore because people are coming in to be planted here to grow. And okay, now what was I going for, Gary? I tell you, when Pastor Dave started, he used everything. He begged and he pleaded and he cajoled and he, all of those words that you can think of to try to get us to the place where we would pray in tongues, and he'd make all of his sarcastic remarks. His sermons were filled with sarcastic remarks to try to get us to the place where we would pray in tongues. And first, that first Friday night session that we had, everybody just came in kind of scared with this. This looked like their eyes, you know, and just looking at everybody else because we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what we were doing. We knew we had to sit there for 2.5 hours and pray in tongues. And Gary's told you before, I mean, we smoked at the time. How am I going to go 2.5 hours without smoking? You know, that's another thing to consider. You know, and if you're hooked on any of those other things, you know, the same thing. But that first time, and then he got us, and we made it. We were alive after that. It didn't kill us. Oh, but I digress, so I'll let go of that. I just encourage you. I love you guys. It's so good to be back. I, even though it's a lot of work, and we're going to be leaving next Wednesday again, to be gone for a while, and I'll miss you then. God is doing so much on these trips, and I know there's so many of you that he's wanting to send out. And so there's no telling what's going to be happening, but it's an exciting time to be a member of the prayer center, I tell you, and to be in the place where you've been sitting here and listening and letting God do in you what he wants to, and just work in you His good pleasure. And so I will be so glad. I loved hearing Angie and Doug and Hazel and Richard and Helen and Reuben. I love hearing the people of the prayer center come back and tell about what God, great things God has done in them, through them, for them. I love it. I could sit there for service after service and just listen to what things God is doing through the people here after all of these years of expecting this. So just be ready. Are you ready? Huh? Are you? Are you? You think you are? Okay. That'll do. I love you. And I'll see you when we get back from our trip, okay? You guys are still going to be here?
Oh. Thank you, Lord. I am God's favorite. My wife. All right. Say this after me. This Christ light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Turn to somebody and say, this Christ light of mine, I am going to let it shine. Now say this, lead me, Lord, and I will follow anywhere that you want me to go. You see what's beginning to happen now. It's been beginning for a long time. But it's everybody, you've got more light in you than you realize that you've got in you. Now it's coming to that time of obedience. And as he prompts you, and regardless of whether it's to go out, or whether it's like Richard said, to fast, obedience is not works. Like my wife said, whatever he says to you, do it. Mary had that wisdom from the beginning. Whatever he says to you, do it. If you'd like to hear the message that I had prepared for you, get the 8:30 message by Mark Jenkins. I sat there and I showed Debbie. I think he did at least 3 of the 5 verses that I had marked in my Bible. And it's really good. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Okay, we're going to go ahead and just a moment. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I wasn't going to do it. Okay, there's nobody. I'm not talking to anybody now. Okay? If you're wondering why you've had trouble progressing, I'll tell you what'll stop his work in you faster than anything else. I'm trying not to look at anybody. If your idea of fellowship is when you can get together so that you can start discussing everything that's wrong with Gary and everything that's wrong with Tim and everything that's wrong with Dave and everything that's wrong with this church and things that are wrong, if that's your idea of fellowship, you're not nearly as far along as you think you are. The Holy Spirit's first work in you is not to show you the faults of other people. His work in you is to start purging, exposing and purging the flaws that are in you. Can the blind lead the blind? Trust me, I am probably more aware of my faults than you are. Dave is, Tim is, you think we think we're perfect? You've got to be kidding. It's a miracle to us. It's amazing every time God uses us. I'm telling you right now, I know he's using us in spite of my flaws and not because of my perfection. But just like Paul said, I know I have not arrived, but I am forgetting those things that are behind. I am pressing toward the mark of the high call. So now those of you that are, if you have that problem, just keep praying. Trust me, the Holy Ghost will get that out of you. But I will tell you this, for those of you that you're trying to fellowship with people, you know, and pretty soon that starts. Well, you know, trouble with this church is, I'm just going to pick, it's that Mark. I'm picking on Mark because nobody does, okay, that I know of. I mean, everybody loves Mark, but I'm picking on him. Oh, they do? Okay, well, anyway. The reason we're not in revival is that Mark, and start, you know, telling all this stuff. I'm telling you, here's the cure for that. When they start talking that way, and of course, you know what I'm talking about. No matter who they're talking about, you say, you get them right here. You get them, say, brother, I see that the Holy Ghost has put Mark on your heart. Bow with me right here, brother. Let's pray for Mark right now. Since you've got him on your heart, you go ahead and lead. Go ahead, lead. I'll join with you. You go ahead and pray for Mark. It works. It'll stop that stuff right away. Because that sitting there talking about other people's faults is not the fellowship that the Lord is after. I'm telling you right now. Now, with all of the humor and everything that's happened this morning, listen. I don't know everybody that's here today. A lot of times I do. I don't know everybody that's here today. If you don't know, if you've been hearing how the Lord's been doing this, we're going to have a couple of invitations now. First off, if you don't know for sure that you're born again, and maybe you've gone to church for a long time, maybe you've been in and out over the years, but when you're honest and you go, you know, if I died tonight, I'm just not sure. If I died before the next sunrise, I am not positive I'd go to heaven. Did you know the Bible says that salvation comes with great assurance? You can be saved and have total assurance that you're saved. No more wondering, no more doubting. But if you don't know that you know that you're on your way to heaven, this is your opportunity. I'd like for you to raise your hand right now. Is there anybody in the room? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Now everybody stand on this one. He's going to touch you on this one. If you don't mind, please stand just for a moment. Now this message, this whole service today was about letting your light shine right where you are. Trust me, there are no perfect people. The only perfect one they put on a cross 2,000 years ago. But can you tell he's using us right where we are? What is the purpose? What the Lord's always got a reason. Listen, we got a whole world out there to get saved. And he's calling us to let our light shine. Not just in services like this, but to let it shine at the Walmart. Let it shine on your job. Let it shine no matter what it is you're doing. So here's a prayer that I think he would like for all of us to pray. Say, Father, everything you've given me really belongs to you. I am your steward. Lord, if I have been resisting in areas you want me to shine, Father, this day, I promise I'm not going to resist you anymore. If you open a door or give me an assignment or an opportunity where the light you've given me can shine, I'm not going to say no anymore. I will go through the door. Lord, use me as your vessel that the kingdom of God be expanded on planet Earth. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And if you agree with that prayer, say, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.